We are back with more of Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Milwaukee County's Linden Sculpture Garden is currently collecting your cast iron cast-offs. But they're not planning to simply stack them next to a Henry Moore sculpture. The plan is to work with the public and community to transform the donated cast iron into something new in the garden's first iron pour on May 25th.
In this edition of Radio Chipstone, iron artists Lee Schreckenthaler and Tom Dulside, who will do the pour at Linden, tell contributor Jennifer Fields about the relationship they have with other iron artists and the importance of the community when you want to take your act on the road.
It's a little tricky.
We've
got a lot of great mentors who we've learned from the past 5 or so years that we've been doing this with Kelly Ludeking of Ironhead in Minnesota and Alyssa Toninato in Madison. But it's sort of Ironcasters are a weird group of cowboys, I guess, that just try really weird things and are open to taking things on the road. And so it's a process of trial and error, and everyone's always telling us, like, the first time you'll figure it out, and then the next time you'll make some modifications and it'll run better, and then the next time you'll make more modifications and it'll run even better. And so you just keep playing with it and learning and figuring out how to make it work.
So Leo, why were you laughing? Because you were cracking up over here for a few minutes, and I don't mind.
We've been very fortunate, but yeah, it's a learning experience. We've come from these areas where casting has been so centered around the students, the professors, these small groups, like the cowboys. And we've been fortunate enough to be a part of pours that have been open for the community. And so the main thing with this pour is to open it to the community, show them this world that usually stays in alleyways or on people's properties. And then even just casting bronze and aluminum stays behind closed doors. But with iron, there's this performance, there's this life with the metal that needs to be shared, that should be shared. And I think that's what's so important to us when we've traveled and having this pour come to Linden. So, yeah.
You know, you said something very interesting. You said the life of this pour and the life of the metal. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing right now at Linden is that you're asking people to bring in their cast-offs. So mm-hmm. things that have served their first purpose, and now you're transforming them into a second.
Yeah, so that's been a part of my research in grad school, is this materiality of metal and how the materiality has this life about it. And so you can't really discard this life. So when people are done with their radiators, their sinks, their bathtubs that are all cast iron, they think that the metal has died, but it's not. What we're doing is we're transforming it, breaking it down. We're putting our energies into these metals that have energies, and then we're breaking it down. We're putting it into this furnace that has life. And Kelly talks about this mana, which is Hawaiian for power, and he's bringing this mana into the iron that has power and bringing it into the furnace. And then we are physically casting it into these new pieces, into this new life. And then this mana goes back into the earth. And it's this just great cycle. And then people get to be a part of this ritual.
So what are you hoping to get out of this pour? What happens?
I think for this one in particular, it's getting a certain awareness out to the community of this process. I think that sometimes in the art world, and maybe this is just my bias of being a sculptor, but I think that sculpture sort of gets the short end of process, of understanding. People always at least approach me as, oh, you're an artist, can you paint this thing? Like, no. I don't know how to paint. I'm not.
Or can you do this for free?
Right, yeah. That too. And really understanding what goes into making something like this. It's not easy. We joke that you have to want to do hard labor for fun if you want to put on an iron pour, and you're asking for volunteers to come and do higher labor after traveling for several hours, you know, where some of our friends are coming from to do this. And I think showing that to the public is really important.
Why was it important for you to reach out and touch him during that?
You know, just to say, I definitely agree with everything that he says and, you know, supporting him. And, you know, Tom and I work we're married, but we've worked well together for the past 8 years. We've been together, and we actually train for our iron pours. We both do CrossFit, and we are trying to make sure that we are physically prepared to cast metal, because a lot of times we are pouring together. We want to make sure that we are as strong as we can to make sure it's safe, not just for us, but for the people around us. And I think that's really important to show people that, you know, yes, we train to be strong, but there's also this learning curve in iron that we'll have brand new people on the pour floor who've never cast before. They may never have trained, lifted weights, but that's fine. We have these little onesie ladles Alyssa's bringing that are about 20 pounds, and they get to be close and personal not really touch the iron, but, you know, be a part of it and casting it and feel that energy as well that Tom and I have felt over the past 5 years we've been casting.
It seems to me like it's a dance and everybody has to be in step.
Yeah, it definitely is. We're very fortunate to have Ironhead be a part of this pour because they are such a well-oiled machine, and the pours we've been to with them running it is everyone knows their part, they do their part well, and everyone's supported. So if someone is tired and they can't carry the ladle, which is the pot of metal, someone's there to back them up. Brad is our pour floor captain from Minnesota, and he is just a well-oiled machine, making sure that everything gets cast. He knows exactly how much metal is in the pot. Everyone knows where to go, and if they don't, they can ask. And it's this community on the pour floor that has been there for us that we want to show as well, and we want new people to be involved in that community as well.
So Tom, is this something where people will be able to take their transformed metal home? Are people making things that they can take with them as part of the experience?
Yeah, that's actually an important aspect of these community pours, is that we're offering the ability to do for them to do for the public to come in and do scratch tiles.
Tom, what's a scratch tile?
A scratch tile, it's basically just a small square of a mold it's kind of hard to describe without showing, but it's basically a small square that someone can carve a design into sand. And so people can make whatever designs they want to. People carve their names in it. People will draw like little cartoon, you know, cat figures or, you know, something like that. And it can become like an ornament or a wall hanging piece or something. And it's good for families to come and they can work together and make one, or they can all make their own. So they'll be able to take their own energy.
They will definitely see something they probably have never seen before. It's this amazing performance. It is not just with the scratch tiles where they can make a piece and they can see it cast, not just only to meet these artists, but also to see performance pours, which will be at the end, that are going to be definitely that spectacle. But I can't thank Polly and Lyndon enough, because this is a dream place to have this pour. It is the most beautiful spot ever. And so I'm so excited to share Tom's and my passion with the community, along with such an art staple in the community as well.
Material culture contributor Jennifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts.
This week, Jennifer spoke with sculptors Leah Schreckenthaler and Tom Dulside. The iron pour takes place on May 25th at Lyndon Sculpture Garden. There's more information on how to sign up for the scratch tile workshops and how to view the iron pour at WUWM.com.